This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today and insert all appropriate caveats about consulting your own financial professional here, please. But we begin today with what's known in the parlance as the stay-home trade. Companies that have thrived these past 14 months because we're working at home and working out at home and relaxing at home. You might think Zoom and Peloton and Netflix in that category, all of which have been having not great runs of late as we all start staying home less and less. And sure enough, in reporting earnings this week, Netflix said in the first quarter of the year it added way fewer subscribers than anybody had been expecting. A far cry, I think you'll agree, from when everybody was watching Tiger King and the Queen's Gambit. So, what happens next for the streamers and for the rest of them who have moved a ton of product during the lockdowns? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gets us going.
So you've heard this part before. Lots of products and businesses saw sales go through the roof during this pandemic. We were stuck at home, and we bought a lot of paint and furniture and exercise equipment and groceries.
But, you know, now that discretionary income that went towards that is going to start to go more and more towards travel and leisure.
Randy Burt is a managing director at Alex Partners. He says air travel is recovering. People want to be out in the world. And
everybody has a limit to what they can spend, and so they have to make a choice.
And when faced with a choice between, say, new flooring and a trip to Puerto Rico, someone who's been stuck at home for a year might lean towards the trip. But predicting how much sales of things for the home will drop, if they'll drop, that gets a little complicated. Denise Dalhoff is a senior researcher at the Conference Board.
I don't see that all those categories will be suffering with people going back more to public life, because people also adopted more new habits in the pandemic, and some of them will linger.
For instance, a lot of people who are currently working from home plan to continue, which means they'll still have those moments where they're staring at that cracked, stained tile floor like, I just can't look at this anymore. So home improvement might do okay. Eric Easter is CEO of Kittle's Home Furnishings, a furniture and mattress store in Indianapolis. He says another thing working in his company's favor, the savings rate, is at an all-time high.
People's individual balance sheets are stronger than they've been in many, many years. So yes, they can probably take a trip, but they can also afford some new furniture.
At least that's his hope. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.